This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri. Our guest is the internationally known poet, Ethelbert Miller, who is our featured poet on this, our 40th anniversary on air. And he was the first person on air 40 years ago. So I want him to read an opening poem.
Before hip-hop, there was Nat King Cole, Sugar Ray, and Miles. Cool was how you held a cigarette between fingers, or entered a ring, or simply found your stage and turned your back to the world.
That's our man, E. Ethelbert Miller, and we are celebrating this volume that weighs about, I would say, 5 pounds, The Collected Poems of E. Ethelbert Miller, edited by Kirsten Porter, and it's about 500 pages. I have known every poem in this book, but to get them together is something different. What do you feel when you look through your life, Ethelbert?
Well, when I look at this book, I'm deeply grateful for my friendship with Kirsten Porter. This book would not have been possible without her assistance. She's a woman that I met when she was a young student at Marymount. You know, she's a professor there.
She was an undergrad.
She's undergrad, right.
And now she's a professor.
And now she's a professor. You know, she went to the creative writing program at George Mason. I helped her there when she was in graduate school. So it's a long friendship, you know. I'm close to her mother and father. So I feel that this has been a relationship that has grown. Today, Kirsten is my literary assistant, so we're working together. We joke about how this book has 14 sections, with the 15th section being on her computer, so that every time I write a new poem, she files it away. And so whenever someone asks for a poem, I can ask Kirsten, well, you make the selection because you have all my new poems on your computer. And so that's how I've been much more efficient the last several months.
She's your biographer.
And she has a good sense of what my life is about.
I have to say that this is the most consummate introduction to a book I have ever seen. She goes chapter by chapter. She explicates and she puts the heart into it.
Well, that was one of the things.
It's like a PhD thesis.
Well, one of the things I asked when she agreed to do this, I said to Kirsten, I want a long introduction. I want a long introduction because I felt people knew my literary activity, you know, the work that I supported, the writers that I promoted, but didn't have a full grasp of my work itself. And so I felt no apologies. And so I felt that she did a very good job. Some people say, oh, this is too long. I said, well,
no,
this is my collective work.
I read it again last night, and it is really interesting reading. I mean, it's not that dry academic.
Right. Exactly. It's very personal.
It is personal because, well, she's known you for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. Ethelbert Miller is here. We're at the Library of Congress, and he's going to give us a handful and a heartful of poems.
What does the E stand for? Everything. Each I exists, embracing exceptional emerald evenings. Evolution explains Eden's evil. Earth's ecology equates exploitation, evaporation. Eras ending evergreen elms. Escort elephants, eagles, elks eastward. Enlightenment echoes Ezra, Ezekiel. Enlist Esther, Eugene, Ethan, Edward, Ellington. Enough English, explanation, echo. Exit, eternity, elucidate, Ethelbert, elucidate. E evokes every ecstatic emotion.
E. Let's have another.
Okay.
Just give us a handful,
okay,
honey.
This is a poem for my dear friend who no longer is with us. That is the poet June Jordan, and this is Grand Army Plaza. I would write this poem to June, and June would respond with a poem also entitled Grand Army Plaza that appears in her collection, Passion. Grand Army Plaza for June. Here, near the entrance to the subway, the underground, we stand in each other's eyes, once lovers, now friends. We have walked the 5 or 6 blocks from your house to here, where the night is not dark, where the light from the street shines on the small wet spot on the head of your dog, who pulls slightly on the leash you hold here with one hand, and it is the other that I think about shaking before I leave, now that we are friends, and women love women, and men love men, and many of us are alone despite it all, here in Grand Army Plaza. I think of soldiers departing to fight a civil war, to be wounded and to die. I think of a man and a woman, lovers now saying farewell. Here, I take you in my arms, hatless and out of uniform, like an unlisted man, afraid of going south.
Oh, just tell us briefly how you met her, because your history and you're making history.
Well, I met June. I remember, you know, when I was working at Howard University, my mentor, one of my mentors, Stephen Henderson, I remember he was across the hall